Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Every night, all the time. Every day I need an ounce and a half. SP, the only flow that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need a mount in the cast so I can roll up, hop in the whip and like bounce to the ab. I get high because I'm in the hood, the guns is around.
To take I like it, Petey.
Just to ease the pain and humble me now. And
welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Friday show. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, coming at you live from the Gas Digital Studios here in the East Village. GasDigitalNetwork.com, live and free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Gas Digital Network. All the live streams are free. If you guys don't know, just go to GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. The entire schedule is up there, but you can watch this show live and free every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern or 11:25, whenever we decide to start. Sometimes we got to smoke a blunt before the show, you know? And it makes everyone better. It puts everyone in a different place psychologically. You know, we wake up in the morning and we're in one place, and then boom, all of a sudden we're on a fucking new planet. You guys are all going to be here with us. Greg, did you smoke?
Yeah, man.
Greg, you get fucking wonky when you get smoky.
Yeah, man.
I like it.
Yeah, this is the early morning high. I don't usually do this. It's great.
Okay.
I might just sit back and laugh today, though.
No, it's okay. I like that, Greg. You don't even have to try. That's what's beautiful about you. You're funny.
Oh, you're funny.
It's not about what you, it's not about you trying to be funny. If you try to be funny, Greg, it's probably not even good.
Let me try.
Okay, go try.
I went to the store and just stabbed this guy.
Terrible.
Same? Yeah, that was
not
that
good.
Funny,
terrible.
Man.
Now tried. Sit back for a second. Watch. Okay. Fucking hilarious, doggy. He's just crushing it with the breathing in.
Yeah, man. You ever watched his show?
The show that we're watching?
It's like us right now, man. It's
good,
like
man.
A TV, but it's... Whoa, man.
We're going to get wacky today with Greg Stone. We're going to get higher as the show goes on. Shannon, mix Greg some Kratom. Shannon, share your Kratom with Greg. We're going to get crazy.
He's going to die.
Kratom?
Have you ever tried Kratom? Shannon's a Kratom
addict. I played Cranium. You ever play Cranium?
That's a fucking dope game. That's Cranium dope on Kratom game. Is a boring game, though. It's all fucking doped out. It's not good. All right, look. Let's talk about some crazy shit today. Let's get the plugs. Oh, my goodness. Okay, whatever. I can't deal with Bisping right now. Can't deal with him. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Peter, dear bro, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Clusterfest, June 21st through the 23rd. You can catch me in San Francisco. Better days every Wednesday, 302 Broome Street, free 99, 9:30.
Sweet. Greg Stone?
Oh, May 25th, at Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. In Poughkeepsie. Then the Rad Dude Cast. That's it, man. That's a podcast.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
Relax. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy
it. This. I feel great.
You feel great, right?
This is me on level 500.
Good.
Feeling good.
We smoked an actual blunt, which is not, you know, usually Greg Stone will take a hit of a bowl, maybe a little vape pen.
A little bit.
But we smoked a fucking blunt. Me and Petey Diabrew, we fucking went out there.
That was a fucking perfect, that was a fucking staircase, pissy staircase roll.
Petey, I just have an idea.
That was perfect.
We need to do a fucking web series where me and you are brothers. I don't even know what else. But that's it. That's the whole web series.
Did we just both come home?
Sure. We both came home from different jails. It's a great web series.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's called Parole.
Different jails.
Oh, Parole.
But the P and the R are capitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a flag. Yeah.
It's P'ROLL. Parole, yo. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics bullshit when we watch a horror movie tonight is Microwave Massacre with me, Alon Altman, and Mike Suarez. And hey, my pro wrestling debut this Monday finally comes out on the Fight app. Capital Wrestling. It'll come out on the Fight app Monday afternoon, or excuse me, evening, and then hit Facebook and YouTube shortly after.
Very excited.
Check it out. Capital Wrestling, the first ever Capital Death Match. Me and Jeff Cannonball. I'm really proud of it.
You lived.
Yeah.
He's here. So we know. You know, spoiler. Right? So you could assume that Jeff Cannonball is actually what's dead.
This? Yeah.
Kratom. What's this?
This is Kratom.
Yep. What's, yeah, man. I need an explanation.
It's some fucking...
It's coffee or it's weed?
Because
you know I get
very... It's neither of those.
That shit is like heroin juice.
Oh, yeah, heroin juice is a better way to describe it.
What does it do for me?
It'll make you feel like you're on Percocet.
It's drugs or it's a...
No, it's all natural.
Oh, really?
It's an all-natural thing. They're going to ban this. There's no way that this isn't on its way to
being... Drink it now while it's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to get into it slow, you know, because... Luis Gomez hands you an odd cup of bubbling green. You might want to.
I mean, it literally looks like what a witch would give you to turn you into a pet.
Yeah, you're a black cat.
A cab in the woods, too.
As Shannon mixed it, she said, double, double, toil and trouble.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
suspicious when we hand you a cup of swamp.
Yeah, man. This is
it's sludge.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Drink a little sludge. All right, guys, real quick, go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com, buy the album, the brand new fucking special. Chug it. It doesn't taste good. The brand new special available everywhere you can buy comedy specials: iTunes, fucking Google Play, Amazon. You can buy it directly from Gas Digital as well. But if you just go to the website, you have all your options right there. Thank you for everyone that's purchased it so far. Keep on buying the motherfucking special, bitches. Also, Skankfest sold out, but you guys can get free tickets if you just simply go to infinitecbd.com/skankfest. They're giving away a pair of tickets every single week. You've been seeing I've been retweeting the winners, plus an Infinite CBD prize pack, which is fucking incredible. Skankfest is going to be the fucking best this year. I can't believe that PD chose Clusterfest over us, but that's okay. We're not going to hold it against
him. I didn't get invited.
We're not going to hold
even
it
go to
against
this.
Him.
I was depressed that day when I seen the press release. I said, damn.
You're always invited, Petey. You're part of the fam.
I know, but
sometimes we just throw out the first names. We got to throw out 75, 80 names.
I want to hang out and do CBD with my niggas.
Nigga.
I want to smoke CBD with my real ones.
Go to our iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give a free piece of merch to. And the brand new podcastmerch.com. Guys, you can grab all of your podcast merch, not only for this show, but every show on the Gas Digital Network. And now we're adding other shows outside of the network. All the best podcasts in the world. You can get your podcast merch through podcastmerch.com. Soon to be Rad Dudecast, obviously.
You should get a game show going here. You do a game show?
We're actually, me and Zach are literally writing a game show.
Really?
That we're going to probably do at the stand.
Oh, no. I would say I would love to come to Gas Digital and do a game show.
Okay.
Real Ass Podcast? This is fun.
We do
you
games,
get me here? I could win fun prizes?
We'll do a game. Fire. We'll do a game show today. Hold on. Let me put it in the notes.
Bro,
imagine you woke up to play Fun Jeopardy.
Wait, don't tell me. I don't even know what that shit is, bro.
Don't wake, just tell me.
Wait, don't tell me. It's like a game show, NPR thing.
Oh, nice. Sorry, I didn't. My
shit is fine. No, you're great. I like games.
There ain't no real motherfuckers doing game shows out here for the
people. Exactly.
I play games all the time with my son. We do games. We do 20 questions on the subway every day on our way to school.
That's fun.
And we do categories, though. So I'll do like an animal or like a character.
Has anyone else ever tried to jump in the game? Like, oh, I know this one.
Yeah, I'd be furious.
You know,
they do that.
I played this kid.
I played Boggle with friends, and I had somebody on the subway recently go, right there.
I love that.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Now I have to literally end this game because it's not a true victory. Like, I couldn't even do it.
That's what upset you, not the fact that a stranger was reading your phone?
No, they were just playing over my shoulder, and I was like, beat it, you fucking idiot. Now I can't do this. And the other thing with Buggle Friends, they don't even know this, okay? This is how you beat Alex, okay? You could take a screenshot of the fucking board and just cry. I'm going to start getting in her head. I'm just going to start beating her handily every time. And then she's going to be like, I don't know what the fuck's happening. I'm going to break her mentally. I'm going to make Alex kill herself because of what I do to her with cheating with Boggle with Friends.
Boggle with Friends?
Boggle with Friends.
A It's like the game Boggle back in the day.
Yeah, but
Boggle friends.
You pop the thing?
Nah, you put it in like it, I hated that game. There was always too many of them.
That was Trouble. You don't pop the thing. That was Trouble.
That was Trouble. A fun that one. Boggle yeah, I just like popping it. The game itself wasn't fun.
Yeah, Boggle was like way less fun.
Boggle?
Yeah. No, Boggle was dope, dude. But you had to write out all the words. I don't even understand how you fucking... Somebody had to check each word and make sure you had them all. Yeah. That's craziness, you know?
I didn't want to get education while we played.
Fuck that, dude. I want to fucking kick the can. Learn.
I want to break my leg, yo.
I want to kick garbage.
Yeah. I want to
fucking... The opposite of learning. I want to play with garbage.
Play with garbage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get ringworms.
That's what kick the can was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck around, get some ringworms this year.
This table looks like me and Greg challenged each other to find our most Hispanic friend. Like a Pokemon fight?
It's like a pitbull fight.
Jorge, I choose you.
It's like that movie Dog Fight. Remember? You remember that movie where they had the whole premise of the movie was they were military guys and they had to find the ugliest chick and they would come to a party. And whoever had the ugliest chick would win like a cash pool. So they'd all put in like $50. It was a movie based off this. And then the guy ended up like falling for the ugly chick.
Oh, what a terrible story.
And it was
story.
Such a fucked up scene. I remember like when she got asked on the date, it just bothered me. Like she was so excited that like this good looking, it was River Phoenix. That he would ask her on this date and she ran in to tell her mom and her mom's like, oh my God, you got asked on a date finally. And she's this goofy bitch. It's fucking awful. It felt so bad.
How ugly you gotta be for people to rejoice.
Yeah.
You gotta be so fucking terrible. People are like, yeah!
But you know that's such a difference between men and women? Because women would be like, I can't believe... Women would be like, he raped me. He took me to a party and fucked me because I was the ugliest girl. Every ugly guy in that thing would be like...
Hell yeah.
Did she
I know, that would be great. Like, for us, like, we'd be like, oh, it's sweet. Really? Some hot chick brought me to a fucking party and sucked my... I don't think they fucked the chicks, though. They just show up with them and show them off.
Yeah.
I think the concept of, because that was a real thing people did in the 70s.
Was it actually a real thing?
And I think you were, the contest was supposed to be the next morning.
Ooh.
Not that, who can bring. Ooh. So this is definitely a sanitized version of the actual thing people used to do.
That fucking the ugliest chick. That's great. We should really do a dog fight.
But yo.
We should really do a dog fight at Gas Digital.
Did Shorty find out though?
Yeah. Play the trailer for the movie. Is the trailer or is this a scene?
The trailer.
He was like, yo, but I know. I knew you were ugly, but...
We have a tradition in the Marines.
It's like Forrest Gump.
The rules are simple. Each of the guys puts in $75. You
also pause it.
Meeting place and time.
That chick's not that ugly. She's just a normal chick who was cast as a goofy bitch. Yeah,
she's a 10 in my life. You know? If I could get her, son. I'd be happy.
Imagine she pulled her hair back. Look at that forehead, bruh.
She got those flat titties. Those titties stink. That was what Shannon used to look like. Before Shannon had her breast implants, that's Shannon.
I pinch her nipple, though. I like to pinch nipples.
Yeah.
I go, fucking nipples.
Yeah, you look like an nipples. Old handicapped person.
Hi. And then you go out and see what you can bring back.
Eva, huh? She's not bad. You take them glasses off.
What's your name? Rose Fenny.
This movie would not fly today.
I go to a party. Say, maybe you'd like to go with me.
All these women are hot.
Hell yeah. All these women are hot.
You look great.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
yo. As bad as it sounds, right?
That woman,
free
you can
cocktail,
tell, is it like
free beer,
pretend.
And
oh, she's
they gotta be polite. Those are the rules. They gotta be polite.
Like that hair is crazy. Imagine trying to get topped off with that fight. In the car.
I'll be a son of a gun. That is a guy. Give him a seven.
That's that guy's whole story.
The ugliest woman wins $100 for the guy who brings her. I'm the ugliest, so I win.
Ooh.
You are a cruel, heartless, ignorant creep. And if I were a man,
she got a thick heart. She looks less pretty when she's angry.
No one talks about us.
We got it.
Don't get.
Oh man, I just thought we were just watching a movie.
This is Zach's podcast.
I didn't do that.
Literally Zach's podcast.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. Yeah, okay. You're getting here. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Very excited.
A dog fight?
What?
We're gonna do a dog fight?
Yeah, man. You guys gotta talk. I'm flying.
What's the ugliest girl you've ever fucked, Greg?
You on the Kratoms?
Yo, this girl.
You didn't even chug the Kratoms yet.
That thing tastes like it tastes like shit.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why someone would drink something that tastes
Shannon
like shit.
Shannon has an IV going into her arm just at all times. Shannon's built off of Kratom. Shannon, you are like, you should be a fucking like an affliction model. That should be your like a 1999 MMA t-shirt model. That's what you are.
Okay.
Number one of them shirts was fire.
Affliction? Jerry Lawler used to wear them all the time.
Fire.
Right? That's what Shannon looks like. She looks like a retired affliction model.
Shannon should have on black panties and a t-shirt with like the devil on it.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the ugliest chick you've ever fucked, Greg?
She was ugly on the inside, man. That's what I think the truth of the story is.
No, we are talking about ugly on the outside. All women are ugly on the inside.
Deep. yeah, this one girl, it looked like when you never take a G.I. Joe when you're little and then leave it by a light bulb and then the melts.
Yeah.
Damn, that's she what she face, her body
so she was a former fatty.
Oh.
Is that what it was? So that's why she was so melty?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's okay though. She was like super cool.
There she is right there. There's a picture.
Oh, that's exactly. That was her.
What is that? What are you showing me? Is that a real dead baby? Oh, that's a G.I. Joe.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's a baby.
That's a dead baby. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It's not a G.I. Joe. That's a baby.
Is that real?
No, it's probably not real, but it does look like a penis.
It's got a G.I. Joe. The tray is like a G.I. Joe tray underneath the dead baby.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that is a G.I. Joe tray. That's a tomahawk back there.
What is on top? Is that a dead baby on top of a G.I. Joe tray? What are you making me look
like? Live from Alabama, the last one they got in under the buzzer.
Yo, I'm glad I don't live in that. I'd have had like 50 kids.
Have you had abortions before?
What?
Have you had abortions before?
Yo, praises be to all-powerful Planned Parenthood for all of the niggas in the hood that ain't got no money, man. We be like, yo, I'm going to go half, and you don't go half. You just be like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Let me wait till this check clear. You know you ain't got a check in the pipeline.
Yeah, they got a timeline on that. They got to do it. You know, they can't wait for you to come through.
And then, yo, imagine I'm
how many abortions have you had?
Probably like 7.
Really? 7?
No.
Wow.
You just coming chicks, huh?
After two, you gotta,
I got Bronx nuts, man. You know I got them Bronx nuts.
What does that mean? It doesn't go to the store to buy rubbers?
My nuts is different.
I'm telling you right now,
I could go through the condom. You know, my shits come up through the condom, go around like we try to get out of here. The niggas is resilient.
Have you had an abortion,
Zach? You're saying your cum breaks and enters.
Yeah.
So Zach, have you had an abortion?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Have you had an abortion, Greg?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. I've never had one either. Have you, Harrington? Shannon, have you had an abortion?
Nope.
Damn, y'all don't be letting it go.
Yeah. I only got one chick pregnant ever. We kept it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I think I would have an 8-year-old, 9-year-old now.
Whoa. The whole thing is fucking crazy. I guess there's another state now that made it illegal. Is that what's going on?
Missouri.
Also, I mean, these are the places that have the worst people. These are the places that they should only have abortions in Missouri and Alabama. You know,
there should be no hospital.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I mean, you're talking about, have you ever been to Missouri? These are the fucking, I mean, no offense to anybody who listens to the show in Missouri, but you know, you're there. You walk outside right now, smell the fucking air, look at the people.
Mm-hmm.
Do all of these people need to be here? Nope. The other thing I was thinking about this, right? Yeah. If they made abortion illegal, wouldn't we forget everything else? I'm a fucking religious. Okay, if you're religious, you're a fucking moron. I don't. What do you want me to say? I don't give a shit. Okay, it's psychotic. If you're over the age of 7 and you believe in a fucking magic fairy in the sky, you're crazy. Okay, no offense.
Cheers.
But if you made abortion illegal, wouldn't you essentially just be creating a population of unwanted, unloved children? Which are in turn going to turn into the worst adults in the fucking world.
I mean, or the best comedians.
Maybe. It's maybe a funnier society. But it's just like,
ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage, Hangerhead.
Hangerhead's a great name for a comic.
Yeah, man, like,
you know what a great sketch that would be? A comedian called with the hanger, like, in his head.
Hangerhead.
But just like straight, yeah. This is a straight hanger.
I don't really understand, like, and even if you do believe it's a life, right? Like, let's say you believe it's a life.
What is a life? That's what gets me. What is a life? We're just a bunch of synapses and shit exploding, experiencing something that's happening like right now.
Right.
Second, you know what I mean? Shit, and all that is it just is turned off. You know, it's like there is no such thing.
Well, it's also never, begins really. I mean, I understand a heartbeat is one thing, but you forget, everyone's like, oh, well, human beings are the only ones who abort. Now, look, we are the only ones that have figured out the technology in order to do this. We are an advanced species. So the idea is this: if you don't want this baby and you are not going to take care of this baby, before it actually becomes a baby, but when it's just a bunch of cells, you're ejecting it from your body. If animals have the ability to, animals in the jungle will just eat their fucking babies they don't want. A cat will just have their baby and go, hey, you know what? That tail is fucking a little weird. I'm going to eat its head off. And that's that. That fucking happens too. So I just look at it as it's not really a crazy, unnatural thing. Like if a mom isn't going to care for and protect this baby to say before it even gets there, let me not have it. Let me not even have it become a baby.
You just changed my mind.
What do you mean?
Instead of the prenatal test for Down syndrome, if your baby's born retarded, you have to eat it.
I would love that.
It's crazy that all these feminists right now are going, I can't believe I agree with everything Luis Gomez is saying. Yeah. Like, this is the first that time ever.
Crazy, B.
But it's like, I forget, I step back from like the personal stuff. I am sort of pro-life. I do believe, like, when I saw my kid's heartbeat, that was that. I was like, holy shit, that's my fucking son. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, look at it from like a really scientific standpoint and what's going on. It's like, no, a mother can eject, if a fucking dog could eject the baby because they knew it wasn't going to take care of it, it would go through that process.
Elephants
and just sort
abort.
Of do that.
You know, elephants abort. The elephants are known that if the
fetus isn't viable, I already said I had one 8 years ago.
Yeah, they'll back up into trees and rub their butts until the babies come out. It's like natural baby elephant aborting.
Wow. Yo, you know sea turtle niggas?
Huh?
Sea turtle dudes?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Yo,
sea
they
turtles.
Be getting bitches pregnant, mm-hmm. and then they swim to the other side of the world, being leave them in Love the that. Sand.
That's like pretty fucked up if you think about it.
That's why they should have had abortions.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I sea turtle shorties is like, yo, I don't want to keep this little motherfucker.
Jeez. Abortion is part of the animal kingdom, not unique to humanity. Yeah.
I made that whole thing up about the elephants. Is that true?
No, it says whales.
That whole thing was made up. I don't know.
That shit sounded bad legit. I was about to tell somebody else
elephants
that
rub their butts against trees until the babies come out?
That's hilarious.
You know what they say about the elephant mothers that have abortions?
What?
They never forget.
I love it. Lewis is like, hey, we're gonna get real high, and what are we doing today on the podcast? Abortions.
Now you could look at the hottest funny topic. It's you know, I don't like this though. I don't like this concept of like, oh, men shouldn't be able to make laws, you know, having to do with our bodies. Everyone's putting that meme out where it's like a man shouldn't be able to, and it's like, I mean, well, if you're going to start breaking it down that way, then you're going to go, all right, well, white people can't make laws for black people. But, you know,
AKA laws.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's sort of a weird, you know, crazy path. And it's a very lazy argument. That argument is the laziest of everything that I've heard.
It's like, fun. But it's like a fun one. It's like, hey, this is like a fun one. This
I heard
will catch
that
on.
In like 89 on Chris Rock's fucking Born Suspect album. He was like, yo, everybody should have their own fucking government. Like white people, black people, Asians, men, women. Everybody should have their own fucking government.
But it's a very like weird like stance to take. It's like, you know, the next obvious argument there is like, well, okay, then women can't make laws pertaining to men at all.
Who makes laws for children?
Yeah, children. Maybe. Other children.
Children laws.
Candy for all.
That's where we go, man.
We would be now having candy 4 meals a day.
Now we got children law, and that's what we got to get into. Kids making laws. Everybody, you know, fucking.
Everybody need to just govern themselves. Don't be a dick.
Let's. What are we up against today, Shannon, by the way?
Can I throw one in before we move on?
Please.
I have a rule of abortion. This is my rule. I think this is how you figure it out, right? If nobody wants you at a party, you shouldn't be there, right? So the law for abortion should be, if anyone can say they'll take this kid, you have the kid. But if no one wants it,
that's also crazy.
You kill it.
Going through the process of having a child and what it does to a woman's body, what it does to her psychologically, it's really fucked up, right? And especially, let's say a woman is like, you know, she's going to give this baby up for adoption. It's a piece of her. And it's a really, like, that process. I don't think for most women giving up their baby for adoption is that easy. I think it's a much easier decision to go.
No, that's
like,
at that point. So it's like, hey, I'm 3 months. You know, I'm 2 weeks into this pregnancy. You get to have it at 2 weeks. So we take the fetus out.
Okay,
deliver it to them and go, you can have that.
Okay, now
you wanted it.
In a small box.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have to put it through.
I love it.
Yeah.
You think you're going to propose?
I got you a fetus.
Got you.
Ooh, I was hungry. And then
Shannon, what are we up against today?
I couldn't really find much notable, but in 1980, on today, there was a major race riot in Miami, Florida. 16 were killed, 300 were injured.
Hold on. What color were the people that were killed?
I'm looking it up on Wikipedia. It doesn't break it
I think
it
Shannon
down.
Is referencing the beginning of Scarface.
Ribanga! Ribanga! Ribanga!
It said the riot broke out in black neighborhoods in Miami. So I'm guessing black people.
So maybe okay. That was, I don't know.
No, they could have had friends over. They could have, maybe some bunch of people from Sweden were just hanging out with some cousins, and then they all kill each other.
What would you do if a race riot broke out, Greg? Because now there's black people cornering you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, you have to fight back. So now at one point, even if you just swing once, you are fighting for the white man. Mm-hmm. In that moment.
I've always been fighting
for the
white
man. It just happened.
Man.
Like, you're fighting for the white man in that fucking moment.
I think all you got to do is just start reciting Wu-Tang lyrics, bro. Yeah. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. With Stan, they'd be like, hold up, everybody, chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him talk.
This guy's cool.
Race isn't what should rule us. It's cash. Cash rules everything around me. Am I right?
Hell yeah. You'd be the next Rick Rubin. They'd be like, yo, where do I sign, yo?
Yeah.
On this camera, it does look like, go back to them, it looks like the trucker who was beaten during the LA riots and the guy who attacked him. You guys started a podcast together?
Fucking Denny. Reginald Denny.
Denny. That's who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You guys finally put your differences aside.
Yo, even though you hit me with that brick in the 90s in my head, I'm glad, shit.
Show the actual video of the fucking them pulling him out. It was a brick? Is that what they hit him with?
Yeah, I think it was a brick.
They hit him hard.
Bang!
Yeah.
That shit was fucking.
Yeah, like if they get caught, you just start making beats, you know?
Yo, this white boy got soul. Yo, chill.
He knows I gotta rap if I hear a good beat.
That's what I gotta do.
It's
I guess.
Like a cobra. In
there
the
it is.
Flute.
Look.
I don't think I've ever seen this angle before. I always seen like the helicopter angle.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen this angle.
Didn't
either.
Have flip phones? Why does this guy have a video camera? You know
they stole
it's literally
it.
A full fledged shoulder camera.
VHS.
Oh, they fucked him
up. With a brick at.
Oh no, dude.
Somebody gonna come with the brick.
What was this? Because you didn't like what he was driving?
They thought he was an Autobot. They thought it was Optimus Prime. I swear to God.
Why did I get lightheaded like I drank Kratom?
Wow. That nigga got fucked up. Yeah, there's Bumblebee right there, see? All right, we got it.
That guy just said, "Gah?" That wasn't around those times.
Who?
The guy was like, "Yo, they got him, Gah." And I was like, "That... wasn't at that time."
That was the first. Was that it was the origin first story of Gah?
Gah? Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
We got him, Gah. They don't say that anymore. Yo, getting fat.
I just seen the mosquito. Is Zika coming back this summer?
Mosquitoes are coming back?
Zika.
It'll be back. If I have anything to do with it.
It'll be something. It'll always come back. There'll be a new thing.
That shit used Swine to make babies flu, lopsided.
Zika.
Remember? The what? Baby's heads used to be lopsided.
Ebola.
Because of the Zika.
Yeah, shit was not fat.
Yeah. Also, Emily Aretta Jagowski's, she posted a nude to fight the Alabama abortion law.
Ooh.
I love dumb women. That whatever, like, good for her. Yes, she's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Her body,
I don't know who she is.
Can we see
her
it?
Body's the hottest body, I think, in entertainment. Emily Radziejowski.
What was she
the
in?
Bitch
who
from the video. The what's it called video? Oh my fuck off.
Are those real tits?
Yeah,
man?
Dude. Her
know,
body
man.
Is.
Why's her rib cage showing? Nah, man.
Shut
I ain't
up,
with this Petey. Shit, B.
Shut up, Petey.
What
why
is she from?
You
I don't know
with
this,
this shit. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I mean, don't know what she's from.
You know what I'm saying?
She was in the video. The Blair Lines video.
Blurred lines. Oh yeah. Oh, she was naked in that video.
Yeah, that was.
She was already naked. She
oh, just... somebody was talking about her the other day, and I was
her
like,
her body's the best.
This
her body's the best.
Shit.
Like objectively speaking, I don't even love like big tits, but just when you're talking about a body on a fucking chick, this is the best in show.
I don't know, man. Why she got?
I don't
a,
like that.
Why she got an ass
belly?
Crack
what
in
the
front
yeah, what
of her
is up
stomach?
With that?
This is the image that she used to protest the abortion
ban. The other images was better.
Why did she do that? Why would she do an ugly image?
Yeah, she got an ass cracked with her abs should be.
This week, 25...
What's the correlation?
Old white men voted to ban abortion. What does it matter about them being white? I don't understand.
Because it's them white people, man. What the fuck?
Also, aren't white people getting abortions at like a way higher rate than brown people?
Nah.
I don't know facts.
I don't know.
I think that's the truth. I think it's middle class people and people that have money are getting abortions more than poor people.
Because they could afford it. Ha ha, they balling.
Go back. I want to read her post.
I'm sorry, I lost my mouse.
Oh, you fucking find that mouse, woman.
There you go.
These men in power are imposing their wills onto the bodies of women in order to uphold the patriarchy and perpetuate the industrial prison complex by preventing women of a low economic opportunity the right to choose not to
reproduce. Because they know niggas are going to go to jail, son. Once you got a kid, you got to feed that kid. You know what I mean? Niggas in jail like, yo, I got to feed my baby, son.
Yeah. The states trying to ban abortion are the states that have the highest proportions of black women living there. This is about class and race, and it's a direct attack on the fundamental human rights in the U.S.
This is religious. It's all religious.
But hold on. Man. If the idea of that is racist...
What about that bod, though?
Her bod's phenomenal. I don't like her weird belly button and the weird fucking ass slice crack down her stomach. I don't know what that is.
I saw a couple people posting that... That it was racist. It was part of keeping black women down, forcing them to have kids. Which couldn't be more wrong.
It's opposite. If I was racist, like if I don't want black people to be around, I would be pushing abortion.
Yeah, free abortions.
Yeah,
around your house.
Yeah, of course.
You know, if I don't like someone,
the woman that
I would have assigned free watermelons, and they would walk in. It would be forced abortions.
Oh,
the woman that founded Planned Parenthood.
Shannon.
Oh boy.
Oh. Oh boy.
What is that?
I thought that we came what's the per capita of abortions per race, I guess.
Yo, people need abortions, man.
Yeah, man. You had seven.
I had seven, yo.
Yeah.
Dave
Smith is so on. I don't want to trash Dave at all because I love Dave. But I was thinking about this. Like he's calling abortion murder, but he's also been screaming that taxation is theft for years. So it's just like it sounds like an old crabby man who's just like making a big deal out of nothing.
Get off my lawn with your abortions. No, the lady that founded Planned Parenthood believed in eugenics. That's why Planned Parenthoods were originally put in predominantly black neighborhoods.
What's eugenics?
Like fixing the racial makeup of America. Okay.
Yeah, what is the definition of eugenics?
The whole introduction of Planned Parenthood was completely in black neighborhoods.
The science of improving a human population by controlled breeding to increase the occurrence of desirable heritable characteristics developed largely by Francis Galton as a method of improving the human race. Fact check that. Is that true? Is the woman who created Planned Parenthood,
was it Francis Galton?
Yeah, was it a eugenics play?
My middle name is Francis. I hope it's not because of that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand the connection of saying that it's a racist thing.
Because it's all the white man trying to hold us down, man. Everybody knows that.
It's kind of good, though. You know, if you go like, oh, we'll get more people to be pissed about this if we throw the race card, if we throw this card. Like, the reality of it is, and I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it's like, yeah, it's just because there's a ton of people who are religious who vote, and they know if they start pushing this shit, those people will vote for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's completely, no one cares about that. Religious, and it's fucking bizarre, and it's weird that we're creating actual laws for people today based off of religious beliefs. I believe in the freedom of expression and the freedom of religion, but... That I believe you're letting, when you talk about separation of church and state, you're letting that bleed into real lives. And it's not, you know, look, I believe there's got to be a line. I don't think you can fucking abort a baby. I don't think you could take an actual, you know, if this, but, you know, whatever. I don't want to get boring and talk about this ad nauseum.
I don't think our fan said
ad nauseum. Yo, I be loving how we be getting high. I be on some silly shit. I think it's be like eugenics and nauseums. You got mad deep early. You was like, yo, what is life?
What is
life,
say,
man? Yo, these niggas got me on some Tony Robbins shit, son.
Yeah, man, I'd love to go to the Goof Train.
I feel like
what's going on over there?
What's the dude's name?
Although some historians agree.
You like L. Ron Hubbard. Nelson?
Who?
Huh? L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard, man.
Although some historians agree that Margaret Sanger promoted eugenics, some disagree as to the extent in which she promoted it. Some historians, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so yeah, you're right about that. That's crazy. The bitch who started Planned Parenthood was... into controlling the population based off of race.
But because she wanted to make it all black, so I got to ride with her, probably.
No, she wanted to get all black. Nobody wanted
She wanted everyone to be black.
This was the 20s.
It says that doing it for the reason of eugenics brought a degree of respectability that birth control for other reasons did not.
Wow.
That's probably what interracial.
One of the legislators who voted for the abortion ban already had to resign because he had a mistress come out and go, he told me to get an abortion when he got me pregnant.
Yeah,
one down, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet you're going to see a ton more.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, of course. Everybody's got an abortion. Petey had 7. I'll get one tonight. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
let's do it.
I'm not judging anybody.
Law of averages, we've had a few each.
I'm not judging anybody who
no judgment.
Gets
oh,
an abortion.
Judgment.
If you're not ready to have a fucking baby and you're not ready to,
you know what they used to tell
grow
me,
and love that kid, I can't.
They used to say, yo, Pete, yo, they call me, oh, man, I'm late. What you want to do?
Uh-huh.
I said, bitch, I live with my mom. What you think I want to do? How my hat's gonna match my sneakers if we have this baby?
Yeah, but did you know they just call the guy by name? Like, we gotta go see Larry. Nah, we gotta see Larry because like 6 times.
I'll be like, yo, P double. They know what that means. Planned Parenthood, baby. P double.
Yo, 2 more, I get a free one.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, one time, like not bragging enough.
Sure.
But 4 years in a row.
4 years in a row. Yep. That's a dynasty.
Yeah.
That's warriors. A presidency.
Yeah.
The warriors. That's what it's called. Yeah. The fucking Warriors.
That's great.
Yo, we love this, dude. Coming back.
You have a basketball team in heaven.
Starting 5 plus 2.
Heaven. They don't go to heaven. They weren't baptized.
Gentlemen, let's talk about shaveessentials.biz. Love Shave Essentials. They just sent me my little fucking kit. Amazing razor blades. Amazing face wash. I love the shave cream as well. Really, really incredible. High quality products at incredible prices. With Shave Essentials Up Biz, you always have access to high quality razors. No more razor bumps, no more razor burn, no more wasted money on expensive bullshit shave gear. Just go to shaveessentials.biz for anything you guys need. I love the double sided safety razors. They're fucking great. That's how I get my head so shiny and bright, because I've been using those. The shave gel is unbelievable, super, super smooth. And I love the charcoal face wash. If you guys want to wear blackface and you don't know how to work it into your lifestyle, this is the fucking way, dude. You can wash your face, exfoliate your skin, also
slap it on real quick, look at the mirror, go, mermaid, get it out of your system, and then you're good to
go. Exactly. You don't need to worry about anything else. So once again, go to shaveessentials.biz, grab all your shit there for your shaves, be a fucking man, be a fucking dude. Incredible prices, already to begin with incredible prices. But if you use the promo code RAP15, RAP15, you save 15% off your entire order. So that is shaveessentials.biz, promo code RAP15. Get your fucking discount on. All right, where were we? Let's talk about this. There was an Egyptian comic. Oh, no, I know the comic. It's Ahmed Ahmed.
Mm-hmm. Ahmed.
That dude.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great story. I
didn't even hear the story.
What happened?
Hold on. Let's guess.
Alive?
Let's guess the news.
I don't know.
It's time for another edition of Guess News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Rap.
Is that Yama?
Is this a rap podcast?
Yeah. We rap.
All
on
right.
It.
All tight. Call my boy and book a flight. My man's Gary. What? Yo, guess the news. What
guess
up?
Guess the news, baby boy.
Not rap the news.
So you that know what happened with Ahmed Ahmed. I don't know what happened.
I know.
Don't tell me. We're going to guess it.
All right. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
He's an Egyptian-American comic. I guess he got in trouble for making jokes. I don't even know where this was. I have no idea what happened here. I know that I know Ahmed Ahmed. I had a weird thing with him once.
What?
I don't want to talk shit. He got very weird with me because I retold the story involving him. And it was a weird little fucking moment between me and him. But whatever. Water under the bridge. I don't harbor
life is life, man.
Any resentment. I'm sure he doesn't even remember it. What do you think happened here, Zach? Do you know the story?
I know the story.
Oh, fuck. Do you know the story at all?
So I'm thinking what happened, right? Was that, like, you know, he's an Egyptian brother with two of the same names. He was probably somewhere where he probably shouldn't have been. Talking about, yo, Palestine and Jerusalem, what are we even beefing about? And then somebody started fucking shooting up the spot. Shot him in the fucking foot because he fucking reacted fast.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He jumped out the way, but they still caught his foot. Bop, bop! And then, you know
guess.
What I'm saying?
That's a solid guess.
Can I guess something that I just wanted to do a fun guess?
Sure, do a fun guess anyway.
So, yeah, man, I'm going to tackle on to the side of your story. After he was shot in the foot,
there was an ambulance, but it was an ambulance of people who were half man, half goat, and they were driving this goat ambulances. And then, you know, it's now a monster mash.
Switch. You continue the story.
But then the ambulance hit a baby.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a baby. Yeah.
So
back to abortion.
Then, yeah. But then Ahmed breathed life back into the baby.
Did a transfusion with the blood.
But then the white parents of the baby were like, get your Muslim lips off my baby. Somebody help. He's trying to suck the life out of my baby like a cat. This Muslim's trying to cat's eye my baby. Switch.
Yeah. And the Muslim was like, why are you weird about me? There's literally a goat
gotta do
ambulance.
A Muslim accent.
Oh, yeah. There's literally a goat man driving an ambulance, and no one seems to care about this.
And Switch. He looks delicious.
Switch.
And then the goat dude's like, yo, y'all wildin' right
Why
now.
Why y'all mad?
Come on, man. I'm just out here doing my motherfucking J-O-B. You feel me? They like, why you talking like that? He like, because that's where I'm from like that.
Switch.
So then Ahmed goes up to the baby's father and pulls his heart out like Indiana Jones and holds it to the sky. And the baby, back completely alive, goes, you know what? I'm converting to Islam.
Oh, the end. It's a great story. Is that what happened?
How close were we?
Nailed it.
100% accurate story, right?
Right down to the goat, man. It was wild.
Brought a baby back to life with fucking voodoo / CPR.
And they improv. Who can't do improv, man? Right?
Come on, man. That's it. Literally, that was actually the best improv.
That was the most gangsterous improv
we've ever seen. So what really happened now, Harrington? You want to give me some insight?
It's not going to be as good. This is going to be some bullshit.
Well, I have the exact quote here.
He got in trouble.
No, I don't.
No.
I could tell you.
Did you just show my email address to the fans? Did you just show my email address to the fans? Did you just show my email address to the fans?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. I have your email address.
So
you can have it.
So he just, you know, at the top of his set, he just says, how many people are here from the Middle East? When a few people clapped, he says he quipped, well, it only takes one of us. Then after a laugh break continued to tell a joke. But seriously, lock the doors. And then that was it.
I don't understand.
So he was making a joke about like the Middle Eastern people in the crowd. Like,
blowing up.
Yeah, but he doesn't have context, Harrington. Where were they?
Florida.
And what happened when he said that?
A man got uncomfortable and called the police.
So he called the police enough for telling the joke.
He called the cops. It,
a day later.
Yeah.
It was also a day later. No, not a day later. Shit.
Yeah, I think it was a day later. Yeah.
The next day.
Let's
see, but not everybody thought it was a knee slapper. The next day, a comedy club goer called the
he slept on
County
it.
Sheriff's Department.
He slept on it. Woke up away. I got to do something.
It made
this.
Him uncomfortable. What a fag.
Imagine you went to bed and woke up and said, I got to call the police on the comedian.
Imagine going to a comedy club. On the marquee, it says, Ahmed, Ahmed. And you're like, this will be some good, clean Christian fun.
It's crazy.
He has two chances to read his name and turn around.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious. Can we get a drop for both of them, please?
Yeah, calm.
Yeah,
or he thought Petey fucking taking over the drops. I love it.
We get two drops.
Here's the thing, too, though, right? He waited that long to call, but also it was like, all right, if you really thought there was going to be an explosion or something, wouldn't you call immediately? Like, wouldn't you call mid joke?
Yeah,
you know, like we got to do something. Well, there's going to be an explosion. He waited too long.
Yeah, I mean, that was. You just have to assume that guy is legitimately
mentally ill.
Fucked in the head. Like, well, maybe not. I don't know. I mean,
that's not a normal person.
I'm trying to tell you, though, that heat in Florida is what I'm trying to tell you. That heat.
Oh, the heat.
And you
fuck you up.
It fucks your brain up, bro.
Man. Where in Florida was it?
Different type of heat.
Where in Florida was it?
Different type of heat.
Collier County.
Oh, yeah, it's known for this.
Give me a little bit of fucking frame of reference. Where's Collier County, Harrington?
It's on the jug handle.
Just sometimes he fucking doesn't even...
On the West Coast.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Keys? Hey, look, a map, guys.
Pensacola.
Maybe, how far is it from here? I'd like to know in walking distance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's hot as shit right there. I could already tell.
I didn't know where that was. We all got hats on, man. It's like a hot podcast, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
We're on a hat podcast.
Hat pod.
Everyone's wearing it a little different, too.
Hatcast.
That's fucking crazy. So what was the end result with the cops? What did they do?
It's a 430-hour walk. They showed up. They talked to him for a couple of minutes. The cops ended up laughing and said, don't change any of your jokes.
Of course.
Of course.
That's crazy. That's just fucking craziness. we're in a different time. What the fuck was he doing comedy down there for?
Yeah. Yo, y'all motherfuckers be doing these shows. Y'all need to chill the fuck out, man. I don't be everywhere.
Where do you be?
Not over there. I'm going to where niggas read books at least, bro. No, niggas
Florida's dope.
Fucking...
Florida, yeah, you go to Tampa.
They don't read books in Collier County, dog, bro. Those niggas don't. Petey, come on, what was he doing there?
You don't want an audience that reads. Trust me, doggy. You want an audience that reacts. You want an audience that doesn't think that goes to a comedy club to let go of their horseshit job that they hate.
You're right.
They want to laugh at themselves. They want to laugh at others. That's what you want. You get some motherfuckers that read, that's what happens, and this is why the audience is stinking.
But he was acting like somebody that reads.
Was he?
Well, no, because they react quicker. They don't take a day.
That was some ignorant shit. That was some racist shit.
Yeah, that was some dumb fucking...
That was some hillbilly...
But it was like delayed. It was like
It was too delayed.
What the fuck was that?
I like to think he was still sitting at the club and it was empty. Yeah. He was like washing a table and he's like,
we're in danger.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
I could see myself doing that if I was like the highest I'd ever been. You know,
Remember when TJ Miller called the cops on a chick and said she had a bomb on the train?
Great. I did that. I'll do that too.
He was hammered, but I was thinking about this, like how... The defense for that is so easy. You can literally just say, yes, I thought she had a bomb. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, you can't, like, how can you get in trouble? How can they say you're lying?
Yeah.
How can they know, even if you're drunk? It's not illegal to be wrong and drunk. You know what I'm saying? So unless you're drunk and you thought her fucking umbrella was a bomb, you can literally say, no, I legitimately thought it was a bomb. I was trying to save everybody's life.
You can plead stupid.
Yeah, you can just plead stupid.
Isn't that swatting? Right? When they would swat people?
Well, that's sort of what, but he did that to somebody in real life because he was drunk on a train and he got into an argument with this chick.
Yeah, but they arrest you for swatting.
I think they arrested him for this.
Swatting.
So you call the SWAT team on people?
While you're playing video games?
Yeah, like if you're playing somebody on Xbox Live and you get their address, you call the cops and be like, hey, this guy, he's got a gun.
I think he
killed his mother. He's got kids in there. And they come in and shoot.
They kick the door in and he usually answers the door
with the controller.
They shoot him in the chest with a big rubber bullet and you get to laugh at him as he's rolling around the ground bleeding out of his fucking
that
organs.
That shit happened for real?
Yeah. It happens.
Well, that's killed it's people. They kill people.
That's crazy.
It's pretty awesome. Right? It's a pretty solid prank.
Yeah. You can't do that with ice cream trucks. That'd be better.
That shit is like people that really want action.
Hello, SWAT team. There's a... The baby inside my girlfriend has a gun.
It's not a fake sonogram on the outside.
The other thing is, like, every state, most states, it's legal still. So the other thing I'll say is, like, yeah, obviously don't fucking move to those country bumpkin back-ass states. Like, leave those states. It sucks.
Which is going
to
make those states worse in the voting process.
I'm not going to say that this is, the best thing in the world. Like, the solution is just pick up and leave. But the reality is, sometimes you fucking lose those battles. We live in a democracy. You have a bunch of backwards country bumpkin religious motherfuckers who live there, and that's what they believe. So maybe it's time for you to move on. Maybe it's time for you to move to more of a progressive city, you know?
Sam, move to fucking New Jersey or something.
That's what they told the Jews in Germany. Did they listen?
New Jerusalem.
Then you start rushing into the room.
The room quickly fills with smoke and the video feed ends with the camera cutting out after the streamer was left lying on the floor.
Whoa, that's crazy. I can't believe they got this on video.
Are you poking on our door?
This might be fake.
Yeah, that looks fake.
No.
Is somebody?
Are you comedian Ahmed? Get on the floor.
Camera's not available. Because why would they turn that off?
I was doing my jokes on the fucking while I was playing video games. They shot me.
Does anyone know if it's protocol to cut the power before you break into a building?
Is it?
If you're SWAT, wouldn't you cut the power before you? No, they do that in the movies, but that's all.
I guess certain times.
You know? You think they're going to... Because the camera unavailable thing goes, they turned off your PlayStation? Or they just shot it?
I mean, maybe he did. Maybe he. I would. If I was being the cops were at the door, I would go click. Let me turn this off and let me not be embarrassed. I'm terrified of my fucking. I mean, my thing's on all the time. I live stream and I fucking. All the times, me and my girlfriend would just be having an argument, and then I look down and I just see there's five people in a chat listening to us.
Fucking... There's been a couple people that got caught jerking off in between rounds of game, like they're like live streaming.
That one guy, he had a great reaction to because he was just he knew he got caught. He went, ah. I was like, ah, well, that happens.
That's great.
Would you open the door if the cops was at the door and they were knocking like, it was the police?
Yeah, I think so, unless I did something wrong.
What are the same tactics used by SWAT teams in the United States? Maybe they didn't use the
bathroom. Cutting power.
They do cut, but not all the time.
Oh, you don't live in Astoria. You come to Astoria, you can answer the door.
Yeah.
What I read was when they cut the power, it telegraphs that there's an assault coming and people can mobilize. So they only cut it in the most extreme circumstances.
Oh,
yeah, they're not gonna. Plus, also in the hood, sometimes the power just goes out.
Yeah, sometimes power.
Yo, we didn't pay the bill, G.
Yeah,
yo,
not even on.
Yo, we getting swatted? Nah, I shouldn't pay Con Ed.
Con Ed,
it all good.
Con Edison.
All right, gents, let's take a moment and talk about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Infinite CBD. InfiniteCBD.com is a website. They offer the cleanest, healthiest, and purest forms of CBD available. Everything from gummies to you could smoke. They have the vape you could smoke, topical creams and oils. I'm going to tell you right now, CBD has been a miracle drug in a lot of people's cases. I give it to my aunt for her arthritis in her hands. She uses the freezing point cream on her hands. I've been taking CBD drops just for my anxiety. Every single morning I just take them just to feel better. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a different, if you look at me today compared to who I was 2 years ago, it's night and day difference. I'm so much more together and calm. And I really do believe that CBD helps, but do a little bit of research, do a Google research. If you Google right now, what can CBD help with? I'll do it for you. Look at this. What can CBD, you just Googled what CBD helps with, Shannon? It can relieve pain. It can reduce anxiety and depression. Alleviate cancer-related symptoms. It can reduce acne. It may have neuroproductive properties. That gives you fucking... that means it's like the limitless drug. It gives you super brain powers. It could benefit your heart health.
My heart!
And it
several
also,
other potential other, benefits.
Several other potential benefits.
I'm like, yo, why none of them is saying like, yo, you could beat your drug test? Like that should be the best, like, because they don't test for CBD on drug tests. Well, they test for THC.
But doesn't get you high.
No, I know, but still, you could feel like you smoking big blunts. Nobody thinks you're a narc.
That's also
you're
true.
Like, nah, I just don't like to share my blunts. I smoke my own blunts.
And CBD is great movie weed.
Feel me?
It's great movie weed.
They like, damn, slow down. He like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you could pretend to people that you have the highest tolerance of anybody in the world. Like, yo, this guy's just smoking nonstop. He's not even getting high. But his acne is clearing up before my very eyes. This is fucking incredible. Do your research, guys. And also, Infinite CBD is the only place where you guys can grab Skankfest tickets. Skankfest NYC is sold out. But you guys can win free tickets by going to InfiniteCBD.com/Skankfest. And if you guys are at InfiniteCBD.com, make sure you guys purchase some amazing CBD products. And if you do that, use the promo code RAP15, R-A-P-15. Save 15% off your entire order at Infinite CBD. InfiniteCBD.com, promo code RAP15. Let's get back into it. Grumpy Cat is dead. This is sort of a big deal.
Ooh, the Grumpy Cat is dead.
Son. Why? He got a tattoo.
Did he get shot?
Do we know what happened? He was swatted.
I know what happened.
did they choke him to death?
They did. The SWAT team came in and they...
That is what happened.
Shannon, what happened?
She was 7 years old.
That's it?
Yep, seven.
First of all,
That's not
the
that
young
old.
Cat.
No, cats live to 27.
No, but also the cat had a feline dwarfism, so it already had some health issues. But she ended up dying because of complications with a urinary tract infection.
Damn.
Oh, she was
R.I.P.
She fucked Petey. She got that dirty dick.
Nah, yo. She would have got pregnant. There would have been like 10 more grumpy cats out there. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
So she had complications with a urinary tract infection.
Based on her constant demeanor, I was going to guess suicide.
Yeah. I was going to say, did she leave a note?
Yeah, there she is. Look.
Oh, sad.
I can't live like this.
Yeah, she's just.
Oh, she is cute.
Yeah, she's a really cute cat.
She's a cute little kitty cat. And she died. That's that.
R.I.P. I'm about to get a tattoo like the good die young, yo. The good Grumpy die can. Young.
See, despite care from top professionals as well as from her very loving family, Grumpy Cat encountered complications from her recent urinary tract infection that unfortunately became too tough for her to overcome. She passed away peacefully on the morning of Tuesday, May 14th, at the home in the arms of her mommy, Tabitha.
And so we ate her later that Thursday.
Yeah.
Yo, shorty ever be like, yo, I got UTI. You'd be like, what you want me to do?
No.
Fuck that me.
I ain't a veterinarian.
Fuck that me.
We'll just blow on it.
I got UTI. Shit.
Yeah.
Shit hot?
Yeah, women I feel bad for, but they got fucking... They get UTIs, they get fucking yeast infections. Their whole fucking shit down there stinks.
But that shit is delicious. Tell the truth. That shit is delicious.
I know, I love pussy. I love pussy. I love eating pussy. But I'm just being honest with you. I feel bad for women because, like, the worst ever is, like, I jerk off too much in the week. And I'm like, I think my dick burns. There's something's going on.
Yeah.
And it's just a little chafing on my dick. That's, like, the worst I ever have to, like, deal with.
Why? Because you be fucking with the dry rubs?
No, I don't fuck with the dry rubs anymore, but I have. If I do a dry rub now, because I use lotion so often, then if I do a dry rub now, it hurts every time. My dick feels like it's been in a cheese grater afterwards. I never jerk off dry anymore.
In Petey's defense, he meant the stuff you put on barbecue.
No, I know.
Oh, man, dry rubs.
You put adobo on your dick?
No loch, bruh.
No loch, always.
No loch right here, too. Dry rub, baby.
Always got to be dry.
Yeah, a little bit of fucking...
Carolina barbecue stuff.
Garlic Parmesan dry rub. Parmesan
with the mango sauce.
Why not? Yeah, I don't... I always use... Now I have lube. Yeah, please, hit it. I use lube now because we have all these lube sponsors that come in, and I just beat off with it like a monster. Great. Like it's not even like, and the other thing is like my chick, she shames me for jerking off. So it's like if I jerk off with lotion, she can smell it and she'll like let her go, jerking off, huh? Wow. And then I got to sit there. Now, if I catch her jerking off, if I catch her, because I did catch her the other day, like I left the house and I came back like an hour later, she didn't know I was coming back, and her vibrator had been plugged in, and I just saw the plug was in the wall, so I was like, oh, why are you charging a vibrator? And for me, I'm just like, that's hot, and I like want to fucking high five her and be like, I want to smell their vibrator now.
You ever licked the vibrator?
For her.
You be like,
of course.
Bitch.
Fucking pop it in my mouth like a lollipop.
Bitch. Hell brush my teeth with that shit.
But yeah, there's a different thing like that. You know, women will fucking make you feel like an asshole. If your chick catches you beating off, does she make it all hot and sexy? Like, oh, let me help you out, big boy.
No, she's just going to go on with whatever she's doing.
I know.
I think she's just going to, here we go. She knows. She knows what's cooking.
Yeah.
She knows. We have doors in every, doors in every room.
Too, so.
Yeah.
So obedient. She just looks down. She's like, that's right. Keep on playing your violin, bitch. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Walk on my back.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been caught by every single friend I've ever had.
Really?
Every single friend.
Friends? How's that possible?
They used to come in the house. When I was a kid, I remember, my friend Jose slams on the door like Kramer for some reason. And I fucking throw the ball. All of a sudden, the blanket just comes up and it all like cascaded onto my neck. Mm. So I was just naked from the butt down.
One day, my father caught me beating my shit.
Yeah.
I thought because my mom's was out of town and shit, and I was like on my own shit. So I'm like, he comes in, nigga, I'm beating my dick watching Jerry Springer, my nigga. It was in the summer. The fan was on me. I was mad embarrassed. It was the AC.
Oh.
Just beating my dick to Jerry Springer, hoping I seen a transvestite.
That's how Petey met his father.
You want to hear the greatest cat getting caught story in the world? My brother was in his band. This girl comes over just from another city. She's crashing our basement or whatever.
What band? The Jerks?
Yeah, it's funny. Perfect.
Thanks.
My parents go out of town. I'm like, Joe, where are you going? He's like, I'm going out to the store. Essentially, some shit happens. He leaves. I go down the stairs. I put on his computer. Right, he's got like three monitors. I got porn on every single screen, volume jamming. I all the way up volume. You know, parent, no one's home. I lived with the whole family. I was like, this is my.
I never
fucking
would. Even if
time.
I was alone, I don't think I would pump up the volume. Pump up the
You got to.
I don't like a lot
experience.
Of volume. No, it's a little neither. Bit too.
No. Anyway,
I put my headphones on like this. Sometimes I go.
No headphones.
Yes, so you hear something coming in
a little bit.
No matter what way I slice it, I do sort of low volume. Like I'll go like three or four clicks on the computer, a little bit low. I don't need my neighbors knowing I'm fucking beating off.
Yeah. So I'm going full volume. Right. I'm jerking off like an octopus.
Two hands?
Eight hands, bro.
Savage.
They call me the octopus. So
Octopump.
I go upstairs. I see my brother. I'm like, yo, you're back? He's like, what's up? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, he goes, oh, did you talk to Hannah or whatever her name was? And I was like, who? And he was like, Hannah, she's sleeping on my bed. And I looked at him and I went, the worst thing has happened. And he went, what? I went, the worst thing has happened. I was like, oh my God. Dude, she was, I'm not kidding. The lights were off. She was closer than Shannon. She was 3 feet behind me.
Bro.
Lights were, I did not see. I had my pants down. Like sliver. Savage. I had a screen, a different thing.
Damn, you was hungry, bro.
Bro, oh yeah, man. And I ate it up.
She didn't say anything?
Huh? I told him I left and I called my brother. I was like, yo, she knows, right? He was like, no, man, she was sleeping. She didn't see, right? And then I go, yeah, man, she saw. He goes, no. I get home. I go, so, and he goes, oh, no, she just left. And I went, what do you mean? She was supposed to stay here for the week. And she went, no, she just left. So she's left the house, got in a bus, went home. But my brother swears she didn't see me. But I'm like, yeah, you don't a fucking abandon post like that.
That's like, you know what's awesome about that? You got to sexually assault her and not be like wrong. Yeah. Like you get the memory of actually having the Louis moment, mm-hmm. right? You got to do that. Mm. In retrospect, you get all of the beat off ability to it. You get to think about that for the rest of your life. You didn't actually do anything wrong. How fucking great is that? If you can accidentally fall into sexual assault and actually just be a victim of circumstance, that's like a fucking...
No, but it's like a wasted bullet because that's not a thing that like gets me going.
Because now he's ashamed. You know, he's walking around shamed.
Yeah. So if it got me going, it'd be great.
You know, it doesn't get you going like just imagining her shaking in fear with her eyes open, watching you beating off with a fucking shirt like Winnie the Pooh, with porn blasting and blaring.
In her mind, it was such an aggressive move.
That's so aggressive.
Back to her, pants down, three screens, full volume.
I don't want anyone to know what I jerk off to, and I don't even jerk off to that freakiest shit. It's just like, it's almost like somebody finding your comedy notebook, and it's like they...
Lewis jerks off to nothing.
Yeah. You don't want to see the stuff I got halfway through, you know?
I'm just saying, like...
Fucking blank screen.
You don't want... Like, my chick has done that before. She's, like, gone on and checked, like, my history, and she's like, oh, you're jerking off to this? And you're like, can you not... Like, can I just have my thoughts? Can I just beat off to the things that are in my fucking head? My ex did that as well, and she would get mad that it wasn't chicks that looked like her. It's like, are you crazy? Mm. Well, do you think I'm jerking off to you and fucking, like... It's the fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, it's not like a regular place. It's whatever I bump into. You know, it's all different every time. It's like, oh, maybe I'm going to, oh, I was at a pizza place today. Maybe I'll do the guy put his dick in the pizza.
That's another thing. That's a great point right there.
You know?
So they don't understand that. Like, if you happen to be at a pizza place that day, if you could find a fucking pizza porn, you're like, shit, I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm mentally there. Yeah. It's why I can't watch.
I did go to a pizza place today. How far of a reach is these other things?
I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Beat the dick with the pizza bags and sniffing the pizza bag and watching
pizza
it.
Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Steam.
Oh, the hot ass pizza
that the pizza
bag.
Came in.
I imagine the people where you grew up delivered pizza in a bag, like a paper bag, like a greasy bag.
You got a slice. You got the brown paper bag.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I've jerked off the steam room porn, gym porn.
I don't know about steam room porn.
Steam room porn.
What's steam room porn?
Yeah.
Just people in a steam room?
Just people fucking in a steam room. I'm in the steam room a lot.
All right.
So that's it. But yeah, you can accidentally fall into doing bad things. I tweeted this a while ago. Like, you can accidentally... This happened to me a couple times. I accidentally walk into the women's locker room instead of the men's locker room, and you get to see some hot naked chicks.
Titties.
So you can just do that. It doesn't have to be an accident.
Yeah.
You can just accidentally... How do they know it was an accident? You know?
By your bad acting. Oh! Is this not the...
I'm blind, yeah.
I thought this was The Office.
Oh, God.
Honka, honka, honka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll get you. That's how they find you.
Yeah.
So study acting first.
What?
That's
Harrington?
What you want to do.
What are you saying to me, Harrington? What are you fucking...
Did the plane go down?
Yeah, okay. I got it. I got it, baby boy. Harrington wants to do Real Estate of the Week. We got a little bit of time left in the show. Who are the nominees? Let's do it. Who's the nominees for the Real Estate of the Week? We're changing up the format of Real Estate of the Week now. We're not just giving it away randomly now. We're going to go throughout the week, all the people who are Real Ass Dudes, okay? And then we can decide who the Real Ass Dude of the Week is.
Real Ass Dude!
of the week. No way. You made something? Shut up.
Right? Wasn't that fun? It's just it's a work in progress.
Whip.
Wow.
Little whip.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. All right, so Real Estate of the Week, who are our nominees today?
I have Tom Myers.
We should have visual aids as you bring them up.
Okay. All right. So I got Tom Myers.
Tom Myers is visual aids.
Also audio aids. No, I like Tom.
I like Tom.
Can I?
Handsome fella.
Tom came on the podcast 2 days ago, and we did this whole, you know, come town thing. And Tom was cool, actually. Tom ended up being a pretty cool guy overall. Ooh. Yes, he's a hand job. Yes, he's a fucking, you know, a fucking...
Bit of a gomer, if
he's
you ask
me. He's a goob. Yeah, he's a goob.
What's his story?
Who's he?
He's a guy that Nick Mullen and Cometown have been torturing for 2 years and, like, fucking making fun of this guy just for sucking. Essentially, they made fun of him for sucking. That's really what it is.
He's just a normal person?
What's he do? Yeah.
He's a comic.
Yeah.
But Tom, he ended up being a fairly normal dude. He came in. He was cool. He rolled with the punches really well on the show. Which I thought was great. You got to give him credit because he did come in and we were fucking trashing him to his face and we were fucking with him a lot. Tim Dillon was here as well. So, you know, we're really fucking with him a lot and he took it in stride. What I didn't like is after the fact, I guess Tom goes on to Twitter and Instagram and he started shitting on Tim in sort of a real way. You know, I guess, can you pull up the post that Tom did? It's on Twitter.
Where's this guy from? DC?
He's from DC, yeah. So that's where Mullen knows him from. And
I might have fucking seen this dude.
Yeah, pull up the post that he did about Tim. And he goes, this is Tim. Tim doesn't like the name Politipod. Tim also thinks Meghan McCain has stubble and thinks it's a good idea to appear on TV with Gavin McGinnis and on Red Eye. Don't be like Tim. Listen to Politipod. So I don't really know if this was like his attempt to like bust balls back or, but it just seemed
like an outing.
It seems like him just trying to like kick up, you know, dust and being like, look, Tim appears with Gavin McGinnis. You're like, so what is your point there? Your point, the goal there is to maybe get Tim in trouble or to maybe put Tim in this category. So I don't like that. That I thought was a shit move on Tom's end. And it made me sort of question who the fuck Tom is. And then maybe he's not exactly as innocent of a victim as he sort of pretends to be. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Doesn't seem like Mullen was happy that we had him on.
Yo, I never even heard of him. He ain't hot out here, man.
No, he's not. He's not. But it was a weird fucking. It was hot. A weird move on Tom's right end to do that with Tim. Am I crazy?
Yeah, of all the people.
This nigga now.
Yeah,
he could have shit on us, and it could have been a volley.
Well, yeah, we're just fucking around with each other, so I almost feel like it didn't come off as like ball busting. I thought it was sort of a shit move. So it's like it doesn't matter. Tim's fucking doing great, but like, what's your point there? Like, I've appeared on shows with Gavin McGinnis and on Red Eye. I'm having Miley Yiannopoulos on Legion of Skanks next week. What's your point? So that means I'm a bad person? Does that mean that I shouldn't have a career? I don't really get it. So that whole angle sort of fucking sucked.
Next nominee.
Yeah, next nominee. I don't think
he's so. He's not going to win. These are nominees. This was like, oh, okay.
We're doing profiles. All right. Second up, I have Joel Embiid. He's the starting center for the Philadelphia 76ers. His team lost on Sunday, and he was seen crying right after the game, was mocked mercilessly for it, changed it to his Twitter bio, and the fans love him again.
Great.
Let me see what he did.
This is the picture.
I understand crying, and I also love that you went with the punches.
Real estate dudes don't cry. I've never cried.
You've never cried? Yeah, I think you told me that before, but you've cried on the inside.
I've never cried once in my entire life. I swear to God, I don't cry. Okay, I'm a fucking man.
That's a lie.
Yeah, you cry. On the inside.
Don't call me a fucking... Edit all that out. Nobody calls me a liar on my own show. Okay,
you're a liar and a crier.
Crying liar. No, I don't. I've never cried in my life. I don't believe that real ass dudes cry. I think you have to hold your emotions in.
Oh, man.
Take it out on...
Women and minorities.
Yes. Yes. Cab drivers, Uber drivers.
Same
hold
difference.
It in. Let it out in the form of anger or racist words.
Mm.
Call them jokes so you get away with it.
If you're not crying.
I don't know. It's not very real ass. I mean, look, I guess it's real ass to fucking cry and then man up and admit you were crying. I don't know. Whatever. Not really. So, next nominee.
Okay. Next nominee is Governor Kay Ivey, the Alabama governor who signed said abortion bill into law that thousands of women are protesting.
That's a woman, too.
She is a woman.
Ooh, that's real ass. Well, no matter how you feel about this, you don't have to agree with somebody's politics to agree that they're a fucking real ass dude. It's a real ass dude right there. That's a real ass dude move. She looked at all the women in the world and said, I don't care. We're taking it. We don't care. Rape victims. Is that true? Rape victims have to have their babies?
And victims of incest.
Victims of it. That's not
no,
victims.
I thought the law was
victims.
Those
you mean fucking
but
participants?
She like one of them Star Wars like Sith Lord motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like that motherfucker looked like.
Nah, she's hot. I
nigga,
like.
You
it.
Ever go to court and you just look at all the oil paintings on the walls and you be like, yo, they were all sentenced me to death. She's one of them.
You know what the ultimate irony is? The woman who would do the most to help women's rights has probably already been aborted.
You don't know that.
Probably.
Could be. Hey, man.
She's gone.
She could be gone. That lady, yeah, I guess she just believes that shit, huh?
She's hardcore.
Look, also, they said, like you said, think about men. It's like, but then that comment of being like, men shouldn't write laws or whatever, but it's like, well, she's a woman. Yeah. She got that law in.
She did. And she's pretty fucking hardcore. Hardcore, parkour. I got no problem with this woman. I don't care about the politics angle. I step away from it. It doesn't matter. You know, the fucking, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize isn't just given to people who create peace on Earth. Go.
The next nominee is Joakim B. Olsen. He is a Danish politician who bought ads on Pornhub to tell people to enjoy jerking off and then go vote for me.
See, that's the dude right there. That's
the guy. Can I see one of the ads?
That is a motherfucking curve.
Yeah, man.
If I can see the ad, that's fucking solid.
He's ahead of the curve.
I've been looking for like 20 minutes. I cannot find it, but I'll keep looking.
That's
like
great.
It. I don't mind it.
That is fucking...
Where did
trying to win
is that the first I've never had an ad on Pornhub that wasn't for like are you jerk off the game
yeah the game
or like the worst is like are you tired of jerking off no
yeah. The no, fuck stop jerking
it's
off
weird.
Now.
It's also
no,
weird
it's time
like,
here
are you jerking off it's like a chick you'd be like yeah. Yes
how did you know
you know I am you don't want to jerk off do you like,
I do
this is why I'm here right now
what you talking about
what are those things that are like meet a real girl now at hotfriends.com. What are those? Because I know it's not prostitution, right? Because you can't advertise that.
There's no way. I think it's cam girls. I think it's cam. Yeah. So meet a real girl. Is you click on it and it's a real live girl that you could actually interact with. They have these things that they do. They put like a vibrator that you control on your end in their pussy. So when you hit a cue, it'll like buzz and change the vibration sound. So you can actually interact in that way with
give
her. That's like
give them a few tokens.
Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, that's crazy, people who do that shit. That's nuts.
How much do you think that costs for an hour?
I don't know. How much does it cost, Arrington?
I think it's per request. I think it's like a free.
They tip.
And
you
then
can get
tip.
In the room
how
for
much
free.
You think like you're
okay,
paying.
So you're in the room for free. Oh,
yes. You know this? You've done it before?
I dated a cam girl who did it.
Yeah, I dated a cam girl too.
Yeah, so you're in the room for free. You can tip her.
Hers was a wide angle.
Yes, it was.
Fish eye.
The funniest thing I've ever seen.
The fish eye.
That a fucking that on a drone above head
three fish eye camera.
She was on her webcam and her picture was just like her tits and up, so you couldn't tell how fat she was. And some guy goes into her room and he goes, "Bitch, look like that big nigga sleeping in the middle of the road in Pokemon."
So
you go in, you're in, you can tip them. Then to go into a private show that's just you and them, I think is like $5 a minute.
So, that's crazy.
But then the girls get like two of those dollars.
Why wouldn't you go to a strip club instead of doing that? I feel like there's
because it's for guys who don't have the balls to like
sit in front
they're
of
too chair. Nervous that's to meet a real person.
How we start making money in comedy, we all get our own cams, right? I'm gonna be a cam guy and I'll just do my act.
It's called the video podcast, Greg. You're doing one right now.
No, but you could tip me and
it's Patreon, it's a big platform.
No, but I'm gonna get a cam. Watch.
Isn't this a Justin Silver bit where he was like, "I'm gonna be a cam guy, but I gotta wear long sleeves, I have tattoos, and I'll wear like a Spider-Man mask." I've definitely heard Justin talk about this.
I think I found the commercial.
Yeah, let me see the commercial.
Nice. Hell yeah. He's hot, man.
Oh, he's badass. This nigga's hardcore. What? I want him to be my governor.
This
are you kidding
nothing
me?
Nothing to do with politics. I can lift weights.
Yes.
You know how many bills I can lift?
Liberal Alliance.
This
guy in Rammstein? He's awesome.
What we are going to do to the Jews.
His ad is just him lifting Thor's hammer.
I'm worthy. Pulling a sword out of a stone.
Like another minute left.
What the fuck is it? It's just him powerlifting?
Like, literally, I didn't, like, you have to continue jerking off to this guy.
What is he?
Oh! But I'm funny. I'm funny, too.
And he got moves. And I'm...
Nigga did the floss. Hey. Nigga flossed at the end, and then he thumbs up. But what? I don't understand.
I don't. Maybe that's.
That's
not
an ad, Shannon.
That was just men.
What the fuck was that?
Nothing.
Filth.
He's
that's
got my
crazy
vote.
In Avengers, right? You got a president just be like, hey, can you lift Thor's hammer? He's like, no. It's like, well, we're not voting for you. If some guy's like, yo, I can lift Thor's hammer, like, he's gonna get all the votes.
Yeah, that is true.
Put that shit on the porn. You'll free even more porn. That's my platform. Even more porn.
Even more. You thought you had enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
By the way, I think that was it, because in the article that I found, it says he was lifting weights for the campaign video. So that might
be it. That's his campaign video.
That's probably the B-roll.
I want a powerful motherfucker, you know?
Strong.
It lets me know where his head's at, how committed he is.
Former Olympic shot putter.
I thought he was going to say shoplifter. I'm like, damn, yo.
Olympic shoplifter.
Stole mad gold medals.
Yeah.
Steal them.
Yeah, I got no problem with that guy.
That's my vote so far.
Yeah. Maybe. Is there one more or is that it?
Yeah, I mean, this one, I don't... all right, so I'm just going to give it to you. Basically, the Vita Coco and this guy on Twitter got into an argument about, you know, how the Vita Coco tastes. Vita Coco. Yeah, they offered to send him, like, you know, some free stuff. Like, hey, maybe we'll change your mind. Try our product. We'll send you some. He said, I would rather drink your social media girl's piss than drink Vita Coco. And tell Vita me. Coco responded with...
Let me see.
What's your address?
Oh, no way. Gangsta. Let's see. Address. Whoa.
It's pretty gangster.
Let me see this. Time out. Go. Who's Tony Poznanski?
That's the guy who's arguing with Vita Coco.
No, I know, but I'm saying he's got a blue check mark. Zoom in, though. Is that really her piss?
Probably not.
Nigga.
Yeah, it's probably just apple juice. Why would you really do the...
With that shit fired up.
And that's a lot of piss.
They fucking made this poor 19-year-old intern pee in a cup. Who owns Vita Coco? Me and Ralph?
Keep peeing! That's not enough! They've had it in there for like hours. Keep pissing!
They made her sign a contract saying she can't sue Vita Coco if they make her shit and piss in cups in front of people and take pictures of it. If that's really piss, that girl should be real.
Yes,
of the week.
If that's real piss.
Vita Coco is fucking hardcore.
Right,
hardcore parkour all day. I got no problem with Vita Coco either. These are some real ass dudes right now.
That's realer than the porn shit.
I think I'm going Vita Coco on this one.
I mean, doggy, that bitch did sign the abortion bill. It's a woman. I mean.
Yeah, but she had constituents to worry about.
Yeah.
Vita Coco had nothing to win from this.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no upside.
There's no upside to posting a picture of your intern holding this on the Vita Coco Twitter.
It's also a Me Too. Like, there's so much wrong with it.
And it's so delicious and right. And she's not even that cute.
Who's the best? Is the chick or Vita Coco?
Vita Coco. Look how scared she looks.
That comeback, that was an ill comeback, though.
Yeah. Look how scared she looks. She's like, I'm not happy.
Because even if they would have just put address, I'd have been like, all right. But then the fact that they did the whole shit.
In a Vita Coco container.
Yeah.
I vote her.
In a Vita Coco hoodie. They made her wear the hoodie too?
That's funny.
Look at her.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Real Estate of the Week, Vita Coco, coconut water.
And they got automatic.
No, you should do. No, Shannon, no. Just do the regular Real Ass Dude song to fucking give them the honor.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Fuck yeah, Vita Coco. I like Vita Coco. I've always liked Vita Coco.
That shit got them little fucking coconut nuts at the bottom.
Yeah, I stopped drinking coconut water a while ago. It's just a lot of sugar in it.
What, you drink that alkaline?
No, I drink soda.
You drink soda? Straight soda?
Coke. Just a lot of Coke.
Oh, boy.
No, I gotta stop. I gotta stop everything. I gotta get back in shape now. I'm just about to, I'm about to really focus on this.
Just start wearing medium shirts, bro.
That's what happened with you. You need to lose weight. You just wear smaller clothes
like,
now.
Yo,
right?
You're losing weight. I'm like, I dropped to a large. Yeah. Extra large last summer.
You are. You never know what Lewis you're gonna get. You either get super ripped Lewis. Or
this
buddy. How you doing? Buddy. You all right?
Yeah, it really is.
But it's never in between.
Nope.
It's always the worst you've ever looked.
Or the best.
Or The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be back. I'll be back this summer.
Yeah.
It's the winter. I get fat every winter. There's no doubt about it. So
every winter, Lewis gets representing himself in court body.
All right. Real quick. Let's see. Oh, this is kind of cool. YouTube prankster makes out with half sister and then his mom to get views. Can I say?
That's crazy.
Yeah, people will do anything to be famous these days. You know.
Yeah.
Half sister, though. I mean,
yo, ma, let me kiss you in the mouth right quick.
Yeah, you're making out with the half that's not.
But your mom's though.
I made out with Big J Okerson for laughs. So I got to be honest with you, it's not...
But that's not your mom's, though.
It's not your mom.
It's not sexual.
It's not your mom, though.
It's not sexual.
Your mom, though.
If you're both have good senses of humor...
You and your mom?
I understand it's not that crazy.
Yo, yeah.
I didn't even let my mother breastfeed me, bro, because we was related.
Yeah, back then. You said, nah.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the suction cup shit.
Get those big old titties out of my face.
I used to be like, yo, you suck them out and then spit it in my mouth.
Baby bird it.
I understand. Yeah. But, nah. They got the video though?
Yeah, I would love to see
it. I know, I gotta see this.
It's not sexual. This is why I can
see. But what if he pranked her and they didn't know? If they didn't know, like, it was like, hey, I got a mascot. Oh, it's your son?
Yeah.
But why is that the is that the hardest shit in porn, like, for the last couple years? Like, incest
shit?
Yeah. Every time on the front page, yo, mom, page, fucking everything. Son, sister, fucking.
And they use the hottest chick, so it's like, yeah, I'm gonna click on this because she's hot.
Man. And then that's all you get and you're recommended.
Yeah.
And you're like, what does it say about me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that recommended shit either. That's the other thing. So you open up a porn site to watch porn with your chick.
I know what you like, you pig.
I love that shit.
The recommended. Beat it. Who is this? This is a guy?
Oh, yo, sister's that's cute.
That's not his mother. That's,
oh, fuck yeah.
It's like the half sister.
Oh, that was all he did?
I'm gonna kill myself. Yo, this is weird.
He's gay. Unknown call.
It's like the earth is trying to like make it not happen.
Is he gay?
A random call. He's gay. This has never happened.
Does that mean it makes it much easier for him? Oh,
she's pretty.
No. That's not real. This isn't real. None of this is real.
No, it's impossible. Is that really a sister or is half sister?
I don't think you can be blamed if that's what your sister looks like.
Hell yeah. I mean, here's my problem with it. Pause it. They're not doing it in a funny way. They're doing it in a sexual way.
Yeah, this is very sexual.
It's a grabbing the face, deeply kissing in, eyes closed. Like, when me and Big J did it, like, we're laughing. We're like, trying to, like, get away from each other.
It's weird, right?
They're enjoying making out with each other.
Yes.
Right now, which is a little bit fucking bizarre. But it looks good.
Let's bring in the mom.
Let's see what happens with the mom. Is this the mom? No.
If that was the mom, then, you know, it's fake.
Let me see.
His mom is 2 years older than him. She's also
convinced her to come up here and play a quick game for a kiss. This is even worse than kissing Caitlin. Guys, like, I was sweating last time. I don't know if you can see. I'm, like, sweating right now. I'm so nervous. But, mom, I can't even look at you right now. All right. Here we go.
What the fuck is going on right now?
This is literally, look in the mirror. I'm shooting this on my iPhone. This was all spur of the moment.
My son got a vanity mirror
of the moment.
It's a shot on my iPhone.
He's gay. I mean,
you guys. All right. So
is that his protective shield?
There's so many other layers to, like, this is like, it's just.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Faggot.
Wait, no, Rock, paper, scissors. Ooh, I won that time. Ah. All right. How are we going to angle this? Here we go. Bal, you got to move.
Get this fucking dog out of here. I'm trying to watch this guy kiss his mom.
Get this fucking dog out of here.
Why am I intrigued? Like, why do I need to see this?
All right, here we go.
Look at the dogs want to get three-way.
Hey, you'll kiss your mom, you'll kiss a dog.
Oh my god.
I thought they was going to go
It's clear the half sister he just wanted to fuck.
That shit was whack.
That was that.
What does that feel like for you as my mom?
Come on, man. You know how many assholes people kiss?
Is there more than that? That was it?
That's like just what Italians do.
There's nothing. Yeah. I do that with my son. I literally do that with my son.
So I'm like, yo, what the fuck are they talking
People
about?
Get weirded out about that, like when dads kiss their sons on the lips. Is that crazy?
Some people do it. It's very European.
Yo, you own that nigga, man. That's your kid, B. Yeah. Don't violate him. Don't do, you know, you ain't gonna do that shit, but you know, you won't kiss a nigga. Yo, go ahead, man.
You think it's weird, Arrington, that I kiss my son on the mouth?
I mean, you know, you do what you want to do. It's just, it's always going to make me feel a little uncomfortable.
He's my bubs.
I call this very peaceful parenting.
He's a little fucking bubba. There's nothing sexual about it. I remember I got into an argument with Alexis Guerreros about this years ago on the podcast.
He's the last person on earth I would see think kisses their son on the lips.
I kiss my son in the mouth, yeah.
It's all love. I just bother me.
I don't know. I mean, the reality is I'm getting...
He's a little bubba is not a good enough excuse.
I ain't gonna hold you.
He's my bub.
That's some white...
Your honor, he's a little bubba.
That's some white people shit. Like, you the most rattlesnake Puerto Rican white person.
You think that's why? I feel like that's Hispanic. Like, you don't think Hispanic dads kiss their sons in the mouth?
No. That's some
Google that. I bet there's a percentage of people, they've done this research, of fathers that kiss their sons in the mouth.
I would say Hispanics do it probably. They're very loving.
Yeah, very loving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I turn my face a little bit sometimes, just depending on if I eat pussy that morning. I feel like I don't want to get him involved. Like, if I jerk off to, like, I wash my hands if I jerk off now, like, if I'm going to be handling my son's food. So, whole other... Yeah, whole other different game you play when you got a kid.
That's what happens when you just put love and you just jam it in your life, and then you have a kid. It all fucking you hide your emotions for 30 years.
Yeah,
then you finally have something you're allowed to love. You try to make out with it.
I don't make out with myself. Okay. I give him a little fucking
motivational
James, have
kiss.
A good...
It's called the motivational smooch.
Live.
Go ahead.
Succeed.
Yeah, my dad used to kiss me on the lips. Maybe I think.
I think as he's getting older, I'm going to probably stop. I remember thinking my friend
Keep
John Hickey, his dad would kiss him on the lips when he was like way too old, like when he was like 12.
Yeah.
Like, I remember John Hickey. And I remember being like, it was weird to me, but I had also never had the affection of any man ever. I was raised by women. My dad was murdered when I was a kid. So I wasn't actually used to seeing a man interact with a child like that. It wasn't a gay thing. It was bizarre. It was out there. And then I had my kid.
And what's that he put in your hand? Loonchmoney.
Loonchmoney. But then I had my own kid, and it becomes like, you know, you're overwhelmed with fucking love for this little thing. You can't even, you know, I couldn't even imagine like that even being anything. Like,
he's like 7 now?
He's 6.
6.
Let's see. The debate led to child psychologist Charlotte Resnick giving her professional opinion about the picture in the act. This is the football player, right? According to Dr. Resnick, you should never kiss your children in the mouth. Ooh, okay, why not? If you start kissing your kids on the lips, when do you stop?
When the dicks get hard.
Yeah.
The child psychologist explains her point of view by saying that children start becoming aware about their sexuality at an early age, so an innocent kiss on the mouth can create emotional bonds that might be confusing to the child. Resnick believes that although it doesn't hurt to kiss your children on the mouth when they're babies, parents shouldn't start doing it at all ages because the child can be confused later on. As the child gets to 4, 5, or 6, their sexual awareness develops. A kiss on the lips can be stimulating to them. Yeah, I understand that. And that's also, it becomes, as he's getting older, like I said,
Should you slow down, baby?
I pull it back.
That's why you got the mustache now. Yeah. Don't feel it.
Look, I take my foot off the gas a little bit. I don't want to get him all charged up. Yeah. You know? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, well, buy me play dinner first.
But I understand that as he's getting older, the idea of kissing becomes a different thing.
Yeah.
And psychologically, you know, you want them to associate that act with, you know, but it's also not like, well, he's fucking deeply kissing somebody. It's a different thing. I don't know. My mom would kiss me on the lips when I was older.
I think mom's okay.
No, I think they were saying in general, like moms or dads or anybody.
That's why she took the money out of your wallet, you owed her.
That's true.
So you're going to stop kissing your son on the lips?
Yeah, but not after this
shocking reveal.
Do what you wanna do.
No, I was up to
tell you who the sock.
Just kiss him on the cheeks. Just hold back.
I just
kiss him 100 times on the cheek.
He's gonna start as he's becoming more of a young man. It's just whatever it is. It just seems less appropriate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
yeah,
just, it's
but
just,
as we're learning, it's less appropriate now.
No, I don't think it matters. I just disagree with that. There's child psychologists that will say a million fucking different things.
Sure.
You know, I don't agree with that. I don't think that kids that their parents kiss them on the lips are more likely to be fucked up sexually than...
Not fucked up, but maybe he has one moment.
But you ever think about what is a child psychologist? Somebody there just sitting with kids, talking to them, studying them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, man. Being Why?
Being it's also their jobs to come up with a theory and then, like, they have to write something interesting. Yeah. So this is who's a football player that this is about?
It was Beckham. About Beckham, Victoria Beckham.
Oh, Victoria Beckham. Yeah. Oh, it was about the mom kissing her kids on the lips too? Shut the fuck up. The mom, I can understand the debate with a dad and son, I guess. You don't want to give the kid like fucking like to be too overly affectionate with dudes, I guess. But that's if you're worried about your kid being being gay. That sounds like a person who's really paranoid about their kid becoming gay and they don't want to look for anything that could possibly trigger that.
Yeah, but it's like
that's just hot. That photo right there is jerkable. Go back.
Come on. A very little child.
No, I couldn't have.
Come on, doggy. That's fucking David Beckham and Victoria Beckham's child. Look at this.
Why is he laying down like he's...
Look, like about the 69.
Massage parlor porn.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, when a kid's 12 or 13 years old, it's a little weird.
Yeah, but you don't want to even have one moment where the kid might, like,
it looked like Tom
accidentally
Brady
gets hard, and then he's just like, oh my God, am I into dads?
I
want to
fuck my
Maybe
dad.
I need to fuck dads. And he grows up.
Yeah, but you don't think that's
going to
happen with him, like, sitting on your lap or wrestling one day and, like, psychologically thinking, like, oh, what's going on? Like, there's going to get a boner one day, just, like, naturally.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I don't know. I think
don't kiss it.
I think they're overthinking that a little bit, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe my kid's going to be gay now.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean.
Gay for dad.
Pro-choice, baby.
He's going to like dads. I'm really into dads.
Anything else? Not really. We're good. This has been a fun show. You guys are the shit.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Peter DeBrew. Love having you on the show every time. You. Subway Creatures here on the Gas Digital Network. I'm glad you're on the show now.
I didn't fucking even plug it in the beginning, but then once it went around the table, I was like, damn, I can't be like, ew.
No, that's respectful. One I appreciate you understanding the rhythm of a podcast.
I'm learning.
Greg Stone, Rad Dude Cast. Go check him out live. One of the funniest motherfuckers ever. We're going to get a little more high before we get out of here. Zach Amico, Midnight Spook Show. Love you, buddy. We'll be back on Monday. Another episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Gary Veter and friends coming in studio. It'll be a fun one. All right. We'll check you on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.